Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, a little bit warm still as we end up the summertime here in Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We hope you are as excited as we are. We are super, super pumped today, super excited to have with us today one of the country's true leading physicians and one of the real elite doctors from our great state here, from the great state of Florida. We want to welcome to the show Dr. Royce McGowan from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome, Dr. McGowan.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Bard. I appreciate you for having me on the show, man.
It's a real treat, and it's a super honor to have you with us here today. As you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Royce McGowan, but also, more importantly, during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you have been so incredibly successful, Dr. McGowan, in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries or trauma, and many of whom have never had trauma but continue to suffer from these chronic pain conditions. And I'm going to start the show with three letters that I've never, ever said in the history of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Those three letters are OMG. And for those of you paying attention, as you know, OMG stands for, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I have Dr. Royce McGowan on the line with me. after all this time, and a lot of you who've been following the show know that we've really worked to try to get some of the absolute best doctors on this show, and we've got a superstar doctor here. So I'm going to dive right into it. And one of the things that you're known for, Dr. McGowan, is a treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our audience what non-surgical spinal decompression is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Non-surgical spinal decompression is basically a therapy that it basically can help a herniated or a bulging disc. It basically opens the disc up, allows that disc material to seep back in so it can heal and alleviate some of the symptoms that people are suffering when they have the herniated disc or bulging disc, which is numbness and tingling down the shoulders, arms, fingertips, consistent headaches. We've had patients with burning, numbness going down the buttocks, legs, feet, toes, sometimes for months, years, decades. It helps alleviate the symptoms and helps cure and basically just heal that disc from a non-surgical approach.
It's awesome with regards to the treatment outcomes and the patient outcomes that you've shared with us previously. And, you know, one of the things that I also want to speak about here on our show here today is your, if I can call it a brand new clinic. You have one of the most incredible clinics in the country. I've had the personal experience of visiting it, and it is state-of-the-art when it comes to technology and treatment. But one of the things also, too, that you've shared with me is your use of a test called an MRI. Can you explain the importance of and what is an MRI?
Well, the MRI is basically our, that's our eyes. We can't tell really what's going on with a disc decompression patient unless we have an MRI. That lets us know how bad the disc is, if it's herniated, if it's bulging, which side, if it's on the right or left, if it's putting pressure directly on the spinal cord or the spinal nerves, going down the shoulders or the arms or down the buttocks or the legs, feet, toes. It tells us exactly where and what level that we're dealing with. And I tell each one of the patients that sometimes I'll have a patient and I'll want to just from, you know, practicing for the past 16 years, I'll kind of have I'll think I'll know exactly where their issue is, but I still always rely on that MRI. I say, look, I need to get an MRI to make sure. It looks like it's L5-S1, but I want to make sure because I want to actually put you on the machine and actually pull the right area so we can get the optimal results. So it's just a tool that really just – we need it basically, so we can get the optimal results for the disc decompression therapy.
One of the things that you're known for, not just in our great state of Florida, but nationally, is the team approach that you've put together in your basically your state of the art center, which I'm going to talk to you about on this show. But can you discuss a little bit about why your clinic is so different, specifically with regards to the team approach of doctors and specialists that you've put together all under one roof?
Yes, sir. I've been practicing 16 years. The entire time I've been practicing, Dr. Barr, it's been under a multidiscipline approach. And I'm a big fan of multidiscipline, meaning I think everyone has a place in healthcare and in the patient. I can't treat everyone. We see a lot of auto accidents. If someone's rolled over in a car 15 times, I'm not doing nothing to them. I'm going to let my medical doctor see them, give them some muscle relaxants, some pain relievers, some injections, get that patient, you know, the muscles relaxed, get them feeling a little better before we get in there and actually start doing some manual things to them, because I can't start doing that stuff. And that's how we approach it at our office. We have a really good team approach. Everybody in here, we're like family. We really care about the patient. But just having that medical side, and when I first see a patient and they're in here and they got a neck brace on, and they got, you know, scars everywhere, and I tell them, look, hey, we're going to take care. We're not going to be sending you all over town, going to different specialists. We basically bring everything to you here. And we're actually in the process now, Dr. Bard, of bringing in a neurologist and possibly an orthopedist as well. But we already refer out for that now. But I'm trying to get those two specialists in the office as well. That way, people just don't have to travel all over the place for these things, and they're needed in these cases that we treat day in and day out. And it's just we see the results are so good. And when you have a team approach like that, you know, we're on the conservative side as the chiropractors. Then we have our medical doctor that's in here, Dr. Perry, Marvin West. You know, the physician assistant, he does a good amount of the injections and the consults as well. But we're all together and we're agreeing and we're, you know, if Marvin has an issue, Dr. Perry has an issue, even our neurologists that we work with that aren't in here right now that we refer out to, they get on the phone with us and we talk about the patient. And then we make a decision and we go from there. So everybody's on the same page. That's my main thing. There's no confusion. There's no issues later on. You know, we're all on the same page. I just love that approach, being on the same page and being able to take care of. There's some things that I can't take care of, some things that some of my specialists can't take care of. We all bounce everything off on each other and make sure that patient is taken care of, you know, optimally.
There's an old saying, as you know, that success is in the details. And one of the things that you're known for is your incredible incredible attention to detail. And it's very interesting, and a number of our listeners know this, that if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And you've been such an incredible teacher to not just your patient base, which is so vast, but to the community as well in Jacksonville. And one of the things that I'd love for you to share with our listening audience is not just the incredible team approach that you've put together, but also, can I say, the co-captain of the team, Dr. Shalita McGowan, as
yes.
well. And can we share some, can we, if you will, can we share the love a little bit? Because she's so incredible on so many levels in the fact that she's the true, if I look under the definition of multitasker, I think if I looked in the dictionary, I think I'm definitely going to see her picture. And can you talk a little bit about Dr. Shalita McGowan's role within the center as well?
I surely will, and I want to correct you on something. She's not the co-captain. She is the captain. She runs the team, man. My wife, she has a real important role. Of course she has. She takes care of our kids, so we have three beautiful kids. So she's always running around with them, but she comes in the clinic and she takes care of, she's over the staff. We have an office manager, but she basically runs the clinic so that I can see patients. Now she sees patients as well, but she does a lot of the paperwork, the narrative reports that go out to the attorneys, dealing with our medical billing company, making sure the girls are, you know, there's no strife. There's no turmoil going on, you know. She's kind of like, you know, their mother, so to speak. She kind of breaks it down when one of the girls needs to talk about something. They'll come in her office, and you know that's an important part of office because our office is we're big on family, and we're gonna treat our staff like family as well. So you know they always can come and knock on her door, sit down and talk to her, and that speaks volumes because you know a happy staff, man, it can make or break you. So. She kind of keeps everything kind of in the middle of the road with the office, and she just she's phenomenal. I couldn't do what I do without her at all. So that's why I said she's the captain.
would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience, for some of the listeners that caught our show a little bit later, your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
Okay, our phone number is, let me give you the address first. It's 3021 North Main Street. We're in Jacksonville, Florida, and that's 32206. Our phone number is 904-350-5544. I'm sorry, I don't call it all the time. And the website is www.mcgowan, mcgowansrc.com.
That's great. Now, here's an interesting thing, and you know, one of the questions that we had for you that was sent in from our listening audience, because this is a big deal. We've as you know, it's not a secret. We've tried to get you on this show for quite a while, and your schedule is so intense and it's so busy, and we're so, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I was just so pumped that you took time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you actually live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. And one of the questions that we wanted to ask you is, you could have practiced anywhere in the country with your background, with your experience, with your pedigree. Why Jacksonville? Why did you choose Jacksonville?
Well, one thing, I grew up here. I've been here. I was actually born in Lexington, Kentucky, but I've been here since I was 8 months old. So I consider myself a Jacksonvillian. So I love it. I when I was in school, high school, I played football in high school. I signed a scholarship at Tennessee State University. I wanted to get out of Florida. I wanted to just leave. I had other scholarships to other Florida teams. I just wanted to get out of Florida. But when I left, I missed it so much. And then after I went to Tennessee, I was up there for 4 years. Then I went to chiropractic school another 4 years in Atlanta. I couldn't wait to get back. So as soon as I got back, I associated with a doctor, spent 6 years there, and then finally opened up. This is our 10-year anniversary opening up. And I just love Jacksonville, man. This is my community. Like I said, I went to school here. I went to Samuel W. Wolfson here in town, and I just love this community. I mentor kids here. We do a lot of different things in the community. As far as turkey giveaways, we do little toy drives and stuff at Christmas. We do a back to school backpack giveaway. We just gave over like 500 book packs at the beginning of the year this year, beginning of the school year. August, whatever that was, August the 15th, 16th, something like that. But we just do a lot of stuff in the community, man, because, I believe, you have to give back. You can't forget where you come from. This city has done so much for me. I'm actually in the middle of doing a commercial, Dr. Barr, for thanking this city for just being so good to us and letting us serve them. I'm in the middle of doing it right now. I think I'm going to shoot it next week, but man, to answer your question, and I think I'm just repeating myself over and over again, I just love Jacksonville, really. I love it. Man, this is the River City. I never really understood that I love water. I never really understood that until about 2 months ago. I was taking a flight, Dr. Bard, and every time I'm taking a flight, it's been like at nighttime or something like that, and it was in the middle of the day. I was coming back. And I was looking down, and I was like, dang, now I see why they call us the River City. There's nothing but there's rivers running all the way through this city, man. It's just, and I love water. Everything about this city, I love it, man, from the people to the river that's here. We got the ocean, man. Man, Jacksonville is the place to be. And we got the Jaguars, too. You know that.
That's the rumor. that's the rumor. You know, you could hear it in your voice, your passion, your commitment, your love, your enthusiasm for what you do. And in the interest of full 100% disclosure, I think it's important that we share with our listening audience and anyone who's tracked and monitored and watched this show for an extended period of time knows that what I'm about to say, I've never said before, but I've actually had the honor of visiting your clinic. And I will tell you that it is, without question, one, if not the most state-of-the-art healthcare facilities I have ever had the pleasure of visiting. It is a five-star center with five-star doctors. And my question to you is, there are a lot of things going on under your healthcare roof. What are some of the therapeutic measures and some of the therapeutic applications and treatments that you provide for your patients?
Okay, we have a number of different things. For our soft tissue injuries, we do a lot of electrical muscle stimulation. Of course, we have the ice and the heat packs. We have ultrasound. We have a hands-free ultrasound. Most of the time, people hear ultrasound, they know they have to, when they hear therapeutic ultrasound, they're thinking of a little wand, and you put this gel on, and you got a staff that's got to sit there and circular motion this little thing around whatever area it is, the knee or the shoulder or whatever it is. We have a hands-free ultrasound that allows us to place this gel pad on the injured area. It's about a four-inch sound head that we put on there, and we can walk away, and the patient can get, you know, the treatment without someone just standing there and rotating that wand around. So we have that hands-free ultrasound. We do intersegmental traction, which is a massage bed. Patients love those. We have the massage chairs as well. That's another one of our modalities we have to pull patients out of. They just love that. They relax. I mean, those things, I don't even get in them anymore because they're like crack, man. You can't get out of them once you get in it. They massage your feet, your everything, your legs, your back, your head, your neck. I love getting in them. So we have the massage chairs. And then, of course, we have the chiropractic care. We have myself. I do the adjustments. We have Dr. Jenkins in here. That's my associate. My wife, she actually does adjustments. That's Dr. Shalita McGowan. And then we have digital X-ray in here. From a diagnostic standpoint, we do digital X-rays, and we have a digital motion X-ray. That's a little different. The digital X-ray is a static machine where most people, you know, when they go to the emergency room or go to their primary care or whatever, they get the still X-rays where you're sitting still and they take the shot. We do those, but it's all computerized. And we also have the digital motion X-ray, which takes the X-ray, but it's in motion. That way we can evaluate if you have any type of ligamentous or tendon injuries in your spine or any joint at all. And then we have, of course, like what we're talking about, the disc decompression. We have the disc decompression. We have a DRX 9000, and been getting great results with that, getting people out of pain that have been in pain for years at a time, man, numbness and tingling down the legs for years at a time, and coming in and after 15, 20 treatments, you know, being able to stand up straight and sleep through the night. And, you know, it's a real rewarding with that disc decompression. And other than that, we do a lot of soft tissue stuff. We do a lot of manual therapy. We'll get in there because Marvin gets in there and does that as well. The trigger point injections for the people who just can't. Sometimes we'll have a difficult patient that can't. The muscle tissue is just so spasmed that he has to get in there and get those give us those shots, give us a little boost. That's all, and then we can get in there and start doing what we do with our hands. Because, you know, we're big on hands-on in here. We love that, and we do a lot of stretching in here. I have these cages in here. They're called True Stretch. It's a True Stretch. That's the name of the machine, True Stretch. And you get in it, and it has a ton of stretches that you can do. It's a big it's real funky. You have to see it. But it's like a big cage. And you get in, and you pull your arm and put your arm in certain positions, and you twist your body and sort of you can get an amazing stretch. Because I'm big on motion. Motion is what keeps you young. Motion is what keeps you from developing even more injuries. Stretching and moving. I tell people get in these injuries and then they want to stop moving. That's the worst thing, because you're gonna get worse. You're gonna start developing arthritis. You're gonna start having all kind of issues. You gotta move, even though it hurts. And I always sound like the bad guy when I tell them that, but you got to move. So we're big on those stretches, and we have a posture angel. We have a couple of posture angels in here. That's the same thing. It's another stretching modality that helps with your posture. And I think I got everything with that. I think that's about it, man. That's about it, man. We're trying to get some more stuff. I'm thinking about getting a cryotherapy machine in a little bit, but I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit later, Dr. Perry.
Well, you know, it's so incredible because I encourage our listeners on our show here today to do yourself a favor, and that is to not just visit your website, but to really, really, if they get an opportunity, to visit the center, because this is one of the true showcase centers in the United States, where you've created basically a mall of healthcare. And you're such a humble dude. You are. You are such a humble doctor. And
Thank you. That's why
we dig you so much, because of the simple fact that you are really the most incredible balance of success, and you never forgot where you came from. And I think that radiates incredibly well to not just your friends, not just your family members, not just your inner circle, but your patients, obviously, as well. One of the things that has been really highlighted for you and has moved you, in essence, really to the front of the line, to some degree, if you will, the torch carrier in the state of Florida for preventing soft tissue injuries, a.k.a. also known as automobile trauma. You started an amazing campaign on trying to promote the importance of not texting and driving. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, that's the day and age we live in. I even have to fight myself with that, but I don't do it, especially after we do the campaign. I had to stop it. I'll just sit in the car and text and then stop after that. I'll go ahead and pick the text up, or I'll try to call while I'm riding, because I'm even against the the talking on the phone, even when you're driving. Just so many of our patients come in, and that's one of the first things I ask them. The first thing I ask them is how they hear about us, so we can know how they knew to come to our clinic. But then the second thing is, if they're an auto accident, I always ask them. I said, how was the accident caused? And I kid you not, Dr. Bard, I would say 9 out of 10 patients say, I was rear-ended. The girl was on the phone, or the guy was on the phone. He had just hung up, or he was texting and wasn't paying attention. He had just looked up. He was at the stop sign. I mean, I hear it so much. It's just ridiculous. And I sat down and I thought about it, me and my wife, and I was like, man, I know this brings us business, but we got to make this aware, because so many people die from someone being, that's really irresponsible, because I mean, it's a privilege to drive, man. You have to take this really serious, man, because we got these vehicles out there, and they're 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 pounds, and they're going 40, 50 miles per hour, even 20 miles per hour, 15, 20 miles per hour. If you don't know if you're not paying attention, and you hit somebody, or you we get plenty of people that come in that's been hit because somebody's been on the phone and they're a pedestrian. You just got to be responsible with yourself. And sometimes that's all it takes, is someone just hearing. It's common sense. It really is common sense. You know not to text and drive. But just to hear someone say it, yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true. They'll do that. So, we figure out help. When we have patients that come in and say, you know what, you're right. I heard you. I was texting Doc, and I heard your commercial come on, and I threw the phone over there in my seat, So it feels good when you hear people say that. But it's just, we started that campaign because it's just, people still are, I hate to say it, but people are, they're dying, and they're getting these real serious injuries, and it's behind something that can be prevented, So I'm passionate about that. I just, I don't like people getting hurt, for silly stuff. We're going to have accidents. That's going to occur from time to time. People are going to have those, especially in a busy city like Jacksonville. And where you guys are, I know there's tons of people all over the place down there, Palm Beach, Miami, and all those areas, But, just the ones that you can prevent, come on, guys. Let's prevent these accidents, and let's be safe out there on the roads,
Well, your office has truly become, in Jacksonville, the go-to center for spinal trauma, for automobile accidents, and in part, as you well know, Dr. McGowan, that you've created such an incredible alliance with so many of the attorneys there that are in the business of representing injured individuals, and are so appreciative and so thankful that these patients have found you and have been able to find not just relief, but to be able to find a comprehensive approach. Because one of the things that you're great at is the simple fact that you're an amazing documenter, you're an amazing note keeper, you're amazing with regards to communicating the actual pre and post, the before and after, or what we call the causal relation on the day, date, and time of somebody's injury and their physical condition. And that's one of the things in your humble way that, if I may, I wanted to share with our listening audience here. We are coming to you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. My name is Dr. Bard, and we are joined here by our most special guest, Dr. Royce McGowan from Jacksonville, Florida. We have a little bit of time left on the show, and I wanted to ask you a very, very important question. It may be the most important question in the entire show. And what I wanted to ask you is the simple fact that when you're not in the office, one of the things that you like to do is you're a coach, and you're a coach for your son's football team. And I wanted you to speak a little bit of how you got involved with coaching.
Well, one thing is I played football, and I love it. I love it as far as it is a rough sport. I know. My wife reminds me every day, because she's, worried about her baby. I tell her that's my baby too, and he's 6 years old. But the discipline, I like all sports. for the simple fact of the discipline it instills in kids, the perseverance, you know, never quit. When life gets rough, hey, you got to keep rolling. I'm partial to football because that's what I played. The same thing goes for baseball, basketball, all those different sports. I'm not knocking those sports, but I played football. But I will tell you this, football is the only sport that it doesn't matter if it's 400 degrees outside, you're going to play. Never heard of a football game getting played, canceled because it's too hot. If it rains, it could be a monsoon coming down, as long as it isn't lightning. And if it's lightning, you're going to just come off the field for a second, and you're going to go back on and stop. Hey, it could be 2 degrees outside. It could be below 20. You're still going to go outside and play. I put a lot of that into life, me, into life and into and even in my clinic, never give up mentality, being positive, and football helped me out a ton. So I've coached my son the past like 3 years, flag football first, you know, and they're out there running around doing all kinds of silly stuff. You're more so even at this age now. He's six now, but even at this age, we're more so trying to keep him out of ant beds and digging boogers and all that kind of stuff rather than coaching. But it's just good to get these kids out here and getting some discipline and, you know, yes, sir, no. It's just a lot of little small stuff that we – and the coaches that I coach were great, too. My guys, Ronnie Kelsey and Calvin Willis, they we all have the same approach. That makes it fun, too, when you have guys that you coach with that have the same interest in mind, and that's the kids. We want the kids. It's not about win. We want to win now. Don't get me wrong. But it's about the kids, and it's about installing, disciplining these kids, loving them, getting on them about the schoolwork, you know, as well as listening when you're out here on the football field. You listen out here on the football field, you're going to listen in class because those kids, they don't do their work in class. We don't let them practice. So we use it as a tool. Sports, for me, is a tool to install discipline and perseverance and not to give up, not to quit, have pride in yourself. And we just kind of try to put those factors in our kids, man, on the football field, and we tell them outside in life. Even though they're six, we start with them now. And we talk to the older kids as well, but our kids are six, and we just really just try to – you got to start. You got to start with these kids early. That's how I feel now. So that's why I'm just real passionate about coaching and about, because it's not just about coaching football. It's about you know, raising these kids and installing values in these kids. So many of these kids nowadays, they don't know what yes sir and no sir is, and we make our kids do that. Yes sir, no sir. They don't. They run. So you know, I was taught that at a young age. Hey, yes sir and no sir will take you a long way, and it really will. So we just install just good old-fashioned values in our kids and love them and let God take care of the rest, man.
Well, these are life lessons, and obviously everybody knows that you practice what you preach, and you've lived the life, you live by the code, you've created an amazing facility, amazing, for –
thanks.
Jacksonville, and patients travel from all over the country, actually, to see you in the biggest city in the country, right? Jacksonville is the biggest city in the country, right?
Yes.
We say that,
yes,
right?
That's
yes.
That's
right?
Yeah, that's
so here you are. You created this incredible, incredible facility, and we're just so honored. Where does the time go? The time went so fast today, and would you be kind enough, as we close out the show, to share with our listening audience, Dr. McGowan, one more time, your contact information, your phone number, and your website?
Gotcha. We are, first of all, the name of the company is McGowan Spinal Rehabilitation Center. We're at 3021 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206. The phone number is 904-350-5544. And our website is www.mcgowanrc.com. So call if you have
I don't
any
know where
auto action.
Sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say, if you have any, if you've been in an auto accident, we deal with disc decompression. We have weight loss. Anything that's going on as far as pain, we do it. And we do complimentary consultations as well. So,
you know, we really need like 5 more broadcasts to have you on the show. And we won't say the same thing twice. I know you won't. And here you touched upon weight loss, which is another one of the options that you provide under your incredible healthcare facility, your incredible healthcare mall, and it's just absolutely amazing. We would love to have you back on another episode here. Would you grant us the time in the future, Dr. McGowan, because there's so many things I know our listening audience would love to ask of you.
Yes, sir. You know that. You know you don't have to ask me that. Yeah, you just tell me the time and place, and I'll make it happen.
I love asking questions that I already know the answer. So, but I know how busy you are, and I know what, how many demands there are on your time, and so we appreciate you, and we thank you, and just as important, if not more important, we want to thank our listening audience here today. You guys took time out of your busy schedule to really get a close-up view of behind the curtains of what the really, really, the true magic of Dr. McGowan, one of the true elite doctors in our country, and he's awesome. So I want to thank our listening audience for spending time with us here today on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We broadcast here from our studios here live in Palm Beach, Florida. And on behalf of our co-host on assignment, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I wanted to thank everyone for chiming in, for listening in. And we hope to see you live on the next episode of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Have a great day, great weekend. We'll see you next time live.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.